No, Watson, it will not prove interesting. It will be utterly frustrating. Do you know what appeared in the papers this morning?
I have not read them yet.
I had made my rounds at the hospital first thing that morning, and it was now well past the noon hour. As it was Friday and I was a doctor, I had no appointments for the rest of the afternoon and had come over to Baker Street on a damp, chilly autumnal day to join Holmes for what I had hoped would be a congenial lunch between friends. Mrs. Hudson had met me at the door when I arrived. "Oh, doctor," she had said, as she warmly welcomed me, "it is always so good to see you back here, but I have to warn you, he is in a foul mood. I fixed him up a lovely lunch when I heard you were coming by. I do hope you enjoy it. He probably will not eat much more than a few bites. He is rather that way when he gets upset."
"Indeed he is," I agreed,
knowing that the prospect of a congenial repast had passed, and I would have to endure a half hour or more of Holmes's ranting. "Scotland Yard," Holmes continued, "not only announced to the public that Mr. Sherlock Holmes would be consulting on the case, they have the gall to tell anyone with information concerning the case to come to 221B Baker Street and convey their nonsense directly to me."
"And have they?"
"Two imbeciles came by."